phone now?
Yeah.
I never got this.
Okay, so what are the facts here on the board, okay? You will remember, a lung is attached to a wall. Is that normal? No. Uh-oh. That's an abnormal thing, okay? Now, within Rav Nachman, who holds that yes, very good. Within Rav Nachman, who holds that it's kosher, there's a machlokas from Ban and Rush about what the nature of the attachment is. According to one way of learning, right, it's only when there's an actual physical attachment directly, davuk, it's glued between the lung and the wall that we say it's kosher. But Rav Nachman would say if it was lung, little connective tissue attachment, and wall, that'd be treif. Whereas the other side says, no, it doesn't matter what the nature of the attachment is, as long as the lung is attached to the wall in some way, right? According to Rav Nachman, it would be kosher.
So
right?
There's no further bedika than the center?
We don't know about that yet. Forget bedika. At this point,
no,
yes.
I mean,
at this point, yeah. At this point, you won't have to cut it open, but you'll see. You're going to have to. But at this point, you won't have to cut it open. So I just want to know, what's a machlokas? That's such a simple question. Yes. What is the question here? You're saying good. Honestly, you're saying very good. I think we just go. I just want to push it further because I think there's a deeper issue going on here, which is going to help us with the next step in the Gemara.
Why is the direct attachment better than the sirchah?
Okay, but that's the machlokas question. What's the real question? What?
Why do we need direct attachment at all?
Well, no, it's not why you need it. That's what happens. It happens.
No, but meaning it otherwise would be us, right? There's a...
No, if this were... actually, you just stumbled upon the right thing, but the wrong way. Okay, no, let me ask a question. I'll show you what I mean, okay? Don't you hate when that happens? Okay, let's say you came across this, okay, in the lung. Meaning I saw the lung, I see the wall, right? Is there a problem there?
No, you have a lung and you have a wall.
You have a lung and you have...
A wall.
So what's the problem here?
You have one thing.
It's one entity, it's not
two. Okay, now we're talking, okay. Whatever the problem here is, it's this point here. That's the problem. Because right now, close. Right now, how do we define the what? How do we define that attachment? What would you define it? What property would you give it? Don't say concern.
No,
that's why I was laughing.
Is it a lung or suffering? Is it a wall?
Okay, so now, good. Okay, good. Because here, I know this is a lung. I know this is a wall, right? When they attach, all of a sudden now, I know one thing for sure through an attachment. What happens by an attachment?
Fusion.
This thing is no longer discrete. The lung is no longer discrete. It's no longer a lung and wall. Now I have something, just some, I hate to use the word because don't think of it in a nationalistic way, but it's some loss of independence to the idea of the lung. Okay? And it's that, I don't mean that, you know what I mean. So it's through the attachment now means because of this attachment, I can no longer look at this lung as being discrete, or at least as part of the lung. It's no longer considered discrete anymore. Okay? Because now, if that's true, who is that like? You were saying good. Who is that like? No, well, of course we're not. I'm saying, does that mean that if I just saying that alone, would that include this case or not?
No.
It would seem to. That's why.
Because there's definitely, you can see where the lung is and where the wall is. And
okay, good.
Between.
Oh, so the question is like this. The question is,
do you say
it's just the fact there's an attachment alone? Within Rav Nachman. You say the attachment alone, right, means that the lung is no longer independent. So who cares about the nature of the attachment? Either way, because the lung is attached to something else, by definition, it loses its discreteness and therefore requires some type of bedika, or there's a suffix emerges, or do you say no? Do you say that when this happens, what can we say for sure? What? There's some actual, this is the actual properties that both exist in here, but what's the sircha doing here in this case? What? Better. It's going to sound counterintuitive, but it makes perfect sense. What's the attachment here doing? Think a little creatively. What?
It's keeping them distinct.
Oh. It's preventing this from becoming like that.
Right, so that's why it should be kosher. That's why that one should be kosher.
No, no. Oh, but there's a problem. But then we go back to, but if, no. Because if that's true, this means it's a sirach on the lung. And a sirach on the lung, now we got problems.
Right.
You understand? That's why this defaults back into a regular lung sirach case. In other words, he ignores it. So almost he's ignoring the fact it's attached to the wall. He looks at this as a stama sirach on the lung. Because the sirach is preventing that melding from taking place. You understand? Yeah? Okay. But I'm saying, that's what I mean when I go further. You're right. The steps you're taking are the exact steps to take. But I'm saying, I think there's a deeper idea going on here, which is that they want to understand, this is going to be critical to when we start separating this out. But what is this? How do we look at this at this point? So you were saying beforehand, It's not lung, it's not wall. It's somehow both in a non-quantum way. There's both properties there. There's like lung-wall action right over here. Right here, this is lung-wall. right? Now the question is that when the lung attaches to the wall, what do we say? Do we say that now, via the fact that it's attached, it loses any sense of discreteness? So who cares about the nature of the attachment, right? Or do we say, no, it's only through the actual physical melding, that's the scientific one, the physical melding of the two together that we can say the lung loses discreteness. But here, the lung's still discrete because the sircha is preventing the identity of attachment of emerging. And, all right, what do we know at this point? So let's go in order, okay? What does Rav Nachman say? I was feeding this to you guys before. Look at the sheet I gave you, the review sheet.
This is four possibilities.
Hold on. Where's the... whatever, I know by heart. Okay, let's go in order of the Gemara. The Gemara first says, I have a case of a lung stuck to the wall, okay? That's our case, right? We're going to deal with this. It got to be mathematical about this, okay? Lung stuck to the wall, right? What does Rav Nachman say? On what?
Which one got damaged?
Okay, so if there's we don't know anything about damage, okay? Kodesh Rav Nachman, okay? If I see this attachment, right? If it's clean, right? It's kosher. Smachen, right? Equals treif. We'll call it bad. Okay, make it easier. Good and bad. Okay. Now, what are tzmachim?
Pustules.
Pustules. Where are tzmachim located?
Only on the lung.
Okay, so keep that in mind. Lung.
Look at this picture.
This picture is everything. This picture is everything. Everything.
What does not hold tzmachim
on the
wall?
What? There can't be tzmachim on the wall.
Not possible.
Because it doesn't happen. What?
It's like flying.
It doesn't happen. Right. There's no tzmachim on walls. Whatever. That's not my problem. I can only deal with the facts that they give me, not with hypotheticals, unfortunately. No, who cares? Yeah, right. Okay. Me across the... Okay. Now, what does Avimi hold?
He's much more stringent. He says no.
Right. So Avimi holds what? Avimi holds either situation. Either situation's what? Trait. I don't care if it's a clean attachment or there's pustules on the lung, it's treif. Okay? Then the Gemara comes along and does something really weird. The Gemara says, so what do you do with this? You check it. Already what should happen when you read the Gemara is, and this is what we're trying to pick up on, is that, well, what do you mean check it? Because if you're a Vimi, right, what are you going to say?
Throw it out.
Oh, right. Or give it to the guy.
Why are you checking it?
What are you checking it for? There's no need to check it. Because according to Vimi, it's treif. So what do you mean hechi avdinan? Who cares about Hechi Avdina? There's no reason to say that. We don't need to... maybe, right? But it turns out that our assumption of how to learn this was wrong, as you'll soon see. Okay? So,
our initial idea of Avimi? Where did we get it?
The Gemara.
The Gemara
says, Mar Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Avimi says, Ein Choshen La either way. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's clean or tzmachim, it's straight.
That says...
That's pshat. I promise I'm not reading into it. That is the little pshat of the Gemara. The question is now, Ketzad Botkin. How do you check it? Okay? How do you check it? You guys remember? What do you do to check it?
I don't know. You cut the...
All right. So now I'm going to, through my drawing, I'm going to say...
It is a diaphragm, right?
Maybe.
Why did Vimi say that clean is bad?
What?
What does it mean that Vimi says...
A regular attachment. If it's any attachment. Okay?
It's bad.
It's bad. Or the just...
Anything. What? This. No tzmachim.
No
pustules. No pustules. Forget the fiber. Just forget the sirchon for now. Just imagine it's a real attachment, okay?
We're not talking about any other roots.
All we're saying right now is I come across this case here, okay, where I see the lung is attached to the wall, okay? So, So Rav Nachman would say, well, listen, if it's clean, you're good to go. If I see little, again, this is the lung over here. If I see little pustules by the side of attachment, we got a problem. Avimi says, I don't care if it's a clean attachment, there's nothing on there, or there's pustules. Either way, it's treif. Okay. But then the Gemara says, Ketzad Botkin, slice it apart. Right. Meaning, separate out. Take this nice sharp knife. Separate the lung from the wall.
And then see what.
Okay. Oh, good. Let's discuss that. What are the possibilities? We did this already. What are the possibilities?
I was asking
the question. Okay. Good. Okay. Fine. So let's talk about the possibilities. Let's talk about different possibilities you could see. What? Okay, so one thing you see is maka bedofen. Okay? Maka bedofen means, I didn't put that on there, I apologize. What's a maka? Come on, save your shmos right now.
Injury.
Okay, also play. Go ahead. But we'll call it a small play, meaning it's a slight bruising of the wall. Okay, meaning, when I slice this open and I look at the wall, what do I see? I see an injury. I see evidence of an injury. Okay? That's one possibility. Looking at the wall, what's the other possibility that I could see?
There's no injury.
There's no injury, okay? Or no injury. So either I say there is an injury there when I open it up, or there's no injury. Let's look at this side here.
How could there be no injury?
It looks clean.
How could you do that with an attachment?
Maybe. I don't know yet. Maybe. Okay. You're onto something. That's good. Possible. But don't get too ahead of yourself yet. All right. What's the other possibility? On the lung, there's tzmachim or no tzmachim, right? Those are the only four possibilities that can exist, right, when I check. Either, now, then you can mix them up. Meaning, what can happen? I open it up, I see maka bedofen and tzmachim. I see maka bedofen, no tzmachim. I see no maka bedofen and tzmachim. Or I see nothing and nothing. Maka bedofen? Bruising on the wall, here.
I thought you could see that before.
No. You can't know that until you open it up.
You can't see either of them before?
No. Well, tzmachim you could. You could see tzmachim. Okay. But it doesn't matter if you can. Right?
So either has to be tzmachim or there has to be bruises.
Yes. Okay. Is that clear? Okay, here we go. Now we're going to start diving into the deep end. So if you can't keep track of this in your mind, you're dead. All right? So again, what? There's only four possibilities.
You either have to have tzmachim or bruises.
No.
Or else it can't exist.
That's wrong. There are cases where I open it up, maybe it heals. Everything healed.
It'd be scarring.
It healed so well, there's no scarring. Lung tissue won't scar so much. Maybe the inside of the... I don't know. It was a light wound. That's a good question. I don't know. But the point is, as you'll see, these variables exist. Okay? Is that clear?
So clear.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Until I take it off? You should write it down then. Yeah. What? Okay, right. Well, now this part you're probably going to have to write down. Okay. All right, let's start. So now, let's take a look at Tosfos, okay? Yes, you can.
Great.
Okay, hold on. Tosfos is Mycenon, okay? Memcha someone off in the Gemara, Gemara Chulin. He's your Gemara Chulin. It's on the back if you want the English.
Where is
the back of that sheet, the back page. Yeah, you're looking at it right now, Tosfos. Yeah, it's very short. It's a very short Tosfos. Oh, okay, Mycenon. Okay, you take a very sharp knife. Okay.
To inspect it.
Yes.
The Hainu kisholo ha'alta tzmachim. This is in the case that there's not these pasuros. Ava ha'alta tzmachim, but there are pasuros. Afilo ikam reuta bedofen lo halina bedofen.
Okay, so now
there's no problem in the wall. We still say it's the wall's fault.
Spell it out, nice and slow. Okay. Hold on. Slowly. Tosfos. I don't want to hear anyone ask me why. No why questions.
Why?
Because we don't know why yet. We need to do the rush to understand why. Because we're not going to get... Because you have to understand what Tosfos is saying first. Okay? What's Tosfos saying? Ultimately, Ariel, what's Tosfos
saying?
What's the ultimate barometer?
The ultimate barometer...
Oh, okay. Oh, translate.
I did translate.
Okay, fine. One more time.
We only... If you find pustules on the lung, even if there's no problem in the wall of the animal, meaning it would show that...
Even if there is an injury, meaning it would show that
the wall of the animal, that which got injured, would still blame that lung.
Okay, so now, good. So, okay. If you see pustules on the lung, I'm using T to stand for tzmachim, okay? If you see pustules, actually, we'll make it P, okay? No, I want to be halachic, T. If you see tzmachim on the animal, on that attachment, okay, what is Tosfos telling you? In these little words, Tosfos starts a hurricane of problems, okay? But Tosfos says, ultimately, what is the barometer when I look at that attachment? What tells me what to do? Tzmachim. Meaning, if there's tzmachim, let's go through each source now. Rav Nachman's going to say what?
Nachman's going to say, if you need tzmachim, throw it to the non-Jew.
Okay, Rav Nachman's going to say treif. Avivi's going to say what?
Treif.
Okay? So if there's tzmachim on there, treif. Now, apply each scenario now. You got to play each scenario out. If there's tzmachim and the wall injury, what's the halacha? No! Again, if there's tzmachim, okay? If there's tzmachim and the wall injury, what's the halacha? Treif. Okay? Good. Yes, so tzmachim plus wall is treif. Next. If I see tzmachim and nothing on the wall, what do I say?
Treif.
Okay, tzmachim plus nothing equals treif. Now, what are we left with?
Bruise on the wall plus nothing.
Good. Now, what do you say? Tosos doesn't tell us, okay? We need to figure it out from the Rush. Really? We shall see.
No, for sure. I have bruises. Bruises. Yes. For sure, has to be, if there's a bruise on the lung, it's
No, a bruise is sure. It doesn't matter what's on the wall. It only matters
no, there's a bruise on the wall.
Wall.
Yeah, there's no wall.
Oh, so, okay, so, oh, good. So you guys would say at this point that as long as, if there's a makkah bedofen, right? If there's an injury in the wall, no tzmachim, kosher, right? And if there's nothing kosher. But according to who? Which one of these sides? See, this is why it gets so confusing. You're getting a sense of why this is such a problem?
Wait,
one at a time, yes. Yeah. How do you know? You read ahead? Yes, they do. Oh, yeah. The Rashba and the Ramban are going to argue in Tosos. So I don't want to hear about the Rashba and the Ramban. What? He's talking about both. Yes, that's the problem. He's saying, smachim are always the, are smachim, you're done. Right, they're the ultimate variable. If you see smachim, you're done. You're done. So now, but now we're still left with two cases. We're left with the case of wall injury and nothing, or nothing and nothing. Right? And now that we're left with that, we don't know what Rav Nachman would hold in those two cases, and what Rav Yehuda would hold in those two cases. Do we?
Yes.
Okay, what would they hold?
Oh,
okay, so, one second. So Yosef Chaim wants to say, if it's nothing and nothing, Rav Nachman would say what? What would Rav Yehuda say? Maybe. Now, see? Okay, good. So we don't know what Rav Yehuda would say at this point. Maybe he'd say it's treif, or maybe he says it's still kosher. Now, well, let me ask another question. Makkah bedofen and nothing. What does Rav Nachman say? Wait, what would Rav Nachman say? What? And what would Avimi say? Oh, so if there's any case you're going to give Avimi, if there's any case Avimi is going to say is kosher, it would have to be a case where I have a wall injury and nothing here. Why? Because what can I most probably say happened? It was the whole reason why the attachment took place. It got kicked in the wall.
Why is that more likely than nothing and nothing?
Out of the attachment card. Right, but it could have come because of the lung, or it could have come because of the wall.
It must be part of that.
Must.
Earlier,
Tosis
already said that it does come naturally.
Let's take a look at the Rush.
It must be that, according to the source, if Rabbi Nachman sees that there's no smoke and there's also no bruise on the wall, that's true.
Let's look at the Rush.
It must be.
It's time. There's no must at this point without looking at the Rush.
Well, there has to be.
There's not. There's no. Don't tell me what has to be. There's no has to be's here. You're right.
So,
yeah, but let's get. Let me just get it out of my Gemara. Chaf Beis, right?
Yeah.
What's the different? What does it start with?
Amar of Yosef. The first words of the Rush are the Talina
and Ruth. Yeah, hold on. There it is. Amar of Yosef, right? Hold on. Okay, 1 second. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhin, right?
Yep.
Okay, guys, guys, you gotta have the Rush out. It should be on the piece of paper, but if you want to actually look in your Gemara, it'll be like a Lamdan. It's page 312 in the back. Okay, go. I'm Rabbi Yosef.
I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Menuhin. I'm Rabbi Nachman.
Lamed Kukhet,
is that?
No. That's.
I used to think I should skip over that.
Yeah, because it's what do you call it? It's guys in the bottom.
The footnote.
Yeah. Reya.
Reya, smoke on the dove and hashashin la.
Okay, but within Srucha. Now forget that. I don't give it Srucha. Go on.
The Talina and Reusa bedove, Kol Kam and the Lo Chazina and Reusa bereya.
What does that mean?
So, that if there is a bruise on the lung.
No. The Talina and Reusa bedofen, Kol Kama de Lo Chazina Reusa Berea.
If you have a suspicion that was from the wall, it's I guess a Kalahoma that is no suspicion that was from the lung.
Close. Not quite.
He says if you have a bruise on the mother.
What?
He says if you have a bruise there on the mother.
But he didn't say that either yet. You're getting there. Come on. One more time. He says, the Talina Reusa bedofen, Kol Kama de Lo Chazina Reusa Berea. Meaning. Right, so if there's nothing on the lung, when we see this attachment and there's nothing on the lung, okay, we're focusing on one thing and one thing only. The wall, okay? The wall. What? Right, so without smachim, at this point in time, all with those few words of the Rush, what's he implying? He's implying that if there's no smachim on the lung, right, both the case of wall injury and nothing, or nothing and nothing, are kosher. Right? Okay? So all the Rush is, he's trying to point us, he agrees with Tosos, he's pointing us in the right direction, I think. He's saying that when it comes to, we understand smachim are the ultimate variable, but now, guess what? When it comes to checking this, okay, there's nothing on the lung, we nudge ourselves in the direction of the wall. We want it to be...
He's saying that, for now, in terms of like,
That's more like it. Yeah. Well, what?
The only saying that he says, lean on roots of the dope. Only when you have the case of what is against the wall. For sure, you know, all the more so.
No, but because you have nothing on the lung, because he says, because delo chazina reusa barea, you don't see any, right? So if there's no tsmachim on the lung, what do we assume? If there's no tsmachim on the lung, we assume it's a wall based problem, okay? And if it's a wall based problem, it's kosher.
Well, so he says, why did he use that language? He should have said that if you don't see anything on the lung, then it should be kosher.
Oh, you'll see why. You'll see.
So
who says anything about Nachman yet? So, oh yeah, it would seem like at this point. Okay, go on. Right, when you need Vedika. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So right now is he agreeing with us or saying Smachim is on us?
He didn't say anything about Tosus yet.
As a now.
I'm trying to help you guys out. I know the Rosh agrees with Tosfos. I know that. Okay? But for now, suspend that belief and pretend you don't know what he holds. Okay? But I know he's going to agree with Tosfos. All right? That's why I instruct you to go in that order. Because there's Tosfos Rosh, and then there's Ramban Rashba. That's the way it works. They're on the same side. There's a machlokas Tosfos Rosh versus Ramban and Rashba. How's it going? All right, go on. You can listen if you want. You go on. Oh, I feel bedikusa lobaya. You don't even do bedika according to that. Okay, good. So if you don't, so if there's no evidence, according to Nachman, there's no evidence on the lung, as Tucker pointed out before. What do you say?
There's no point of bedika.
There's no evidence of an infection on the lung. Okay, you don't need a bedika. You're good to go. Go on.
It can only function for a
good. Mida Amar Mar Yehuda. Oh, but then the problem is like this.
So what's a bedika? What's that
about? For Avimi. Why would Avimi require bedika if he holds? Right. So obviously,
can't do that.
He can't hold. It's always us, sir. Therefore.
Okay. Therefore, the parish, right? The parish Rini.
Yeah.
Rini.
Tosfos.
Dekai Allah Alta Tzmachin Mekolal Gularavna.
No, Dekai Allah Halasa Tzmachin. Mikla. Right, meaning that
this referred to when there was no
no tzmachim. Okay, no tzmachim. Meaning, if I didn't see any tzmachim, okay, what? Really? Go on. Which means what? If there's no chashash, no need for bedika.
Yeah.
Why? Mishum.
Mishum the shachia vei shemachmad maka hadochen nisra.
Hareya. Another clue. Okay. Why? Because what we say is like this: if you don't see tzmachim on this, now we're getting to a little bit of the whys. Okay. Perform then what the variables are. Now get to the why. Because says this. He says, I'll tell you why. If there's no evidence of pustules on the lung, what can I say? What's the probability? Back to probability. Right, and then what did the Makkah B'dofen do?
Makkah B'dofen, on the wall.
Okay, so let's understand what happens. Stand up for a second. I'm going to use a little demo here. Okay.
Wait, so is Akiva the chicken?
Akiva's the cow.
The cow?
No, I just wanted to be the cow. Okay, all right, so now.
Akiva.
Okay, stand like that. Okay, good. No, I'm not really going to hit you. Okay, now look. Okay. This is, I mean, obviously the cow's horizontal, he's vertical. Keep your hands up like that, okay? But again, let's assume the anatomy is somewhat similar, which is not that different. So this is the wall and the ribs, okay? And the lungs inside. Now I do this to Akiva, I go, bam. Now let's understand what happens, okay? This is what happens in the fields all the time. The cows kick each other. So injury, to bruising of the inside. And that injury is going to cause what to the lung?
It's going to cause it to connect to the wall.
Before that.
Oh, it's going to cause it to the lung.
It's going to cause trauma to the lung as well. In other words, the kick, right? Well, forget if the ribs get broken. The kick punches in the wall, so to speak, and then somehow, and that part where the lung is right next to the wall will cause an injury in the lung as well. It happens to humans too, right? When you get punched in the ribs and you break a rib, what's one thing the hospitals have to look for? You didn't puncture a lung, right? Okay, I understand the rib is because it's sharp, but it doesn't matter if the rib is broken or not. The point is that what's the issue here? The issue is that the injury, so if there's no evidence of an infection of the lung, what do we therefore assume? Right, that there was an injury, The makav was in the dofen. It caused some type of injury to the lung as well. And then what was the body's response to that? To the dual injuries? Melding. Attach. Okay? Because the body's... All right. And it's a defense mechanism. Now there's an injury that's on these two parts of the cow. The cow responds... A little hint of anthropomorphizing. The cow responds by now I think you can start, get a hint why I started using that. The cow responds by healing. Okay? So the attachment is a response to that. Okay? And by the way, that's how human bodies to some extent work as well. Okay? Yeah. Cow, yes, cows get injured in the fields quite often.
So why is this considered a normal case?
Oh, but just because... But the attachments don't necessarily happen.
Pneumothorax.
Gotta remember, in the cow lung, right, here, it's far from the wall. But as you get... I'm looking aerial view. But as you get closer to the neck...
In a very specific place.
Yeah, it's, we're talking about getting kicked, basically. Yeah, like... you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Upper chest.
Upper chest, right. That area. Okay.
So it's normal. They expect the cows to get like a certain treatment. It has to be in a very specific case to have this.
Yes, exactly. For this to be a problem, for this effect to take place. Okay, it's not like I said. The as I said, always in the beginning. Okay. By the way, let me show you. It's here. Here.
It's about this area here.
Okay.
What we're learning now is it only affects cows.
Well, you want to make things worse? It doesn't apply to chickens. That's what we know for sure.
Oh really?
We're gonna take up chickens later. Yeah.
Definitely doesn't apply to fish.
That's true. Good call, Kima.
Wait.
Yeah.
Are these all...
Guys, Vaita and Rush.
So, he says we can rely on the fact that it's generally going to be injuring the wall. They have never been able to come on, so we'll see later. Yvonne, there's a gorilla.
All right, just skip that line. Don't worry about that. Okay, so Helosat Smachim.
Helosat Smachim.
Now, because the Rav Nachman says, but if there's Smachim on, there's Rechoshesh. Why?
Okay, Yvonne,
what's a Rechoshesh?
What?
What's a Rechoshesh?
No, we are Choshesh. We're concerned. Why? The Kevan.
Kevan held the sum of the smichus of zircha, itra chazakas haria ve'avagav the im ha'al tzrachim ba'alma and koshim lo.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means that if there is smachim koshim, because since when there's
If these pustules develop next to the attachment, right, exactly. Then you know there's a problem with the lungs. But in general, you guys don't know this yet. But Isaac, listen to this. You guys don't know this yet. But in general, let's say you come across a lung and it has pustules on it. Just stam. What's halacha? No, it's kosher.
If there's
just stam. Stam pustules on a lung. Actually, according to the Gemara, it's kosher. It proceeds to Beit Yosef by a few years.
Why?
We'll get to that. I don't know yet. But you have to know that fact. It's a good question. We'll get to why. I promise you, it's like a couple of little cases later on. Okay? But by regular tzmachim, nothing to worry about. By tzmachim at the attachment, what do we say? That's a problem in the lung. That means that what was the injury? The injury was a lung-based injury. And that's a problem. And therefore, that's a source for it being a trefa. Okay? Go on.
Shani Haka, it's different here. The Ik Sirka Hilcha Linan de Machmas Haria
Basa
Bafil Ikanami Reusa Bedofin gave on Ikanami Reusa Berea Tve Talinan Berea. Darka
Linakev
Mashka Han
Nikrash Basoka. Oh, a little biology here. Well, let me explain what it means. A little biology, okay? Rush biology. So, which is good biology, right, Monty? Anyway, so what does he say? Rush says that if I have both, okay, both smachim and wall injury, why do I say that it's a lung injury? If I have both smachim on the lung and I see bruising in the wall, why did smachim win? Why did smachim win? We haven't answered that yet. Why did smachim win out?
What do you mean win?
It means strafe. I mean, insofar as like the variable we rely on most. But why is it strafe?
You can say that when the animal kicked through the wall of the other animal, so the lung got injured, and just the fact that you see the bruising on the wall, you see that it hit him, right?
Okay.
But the fact that the lung has these pustules on it shows that the lung also got injured in that kick.
Okay, but couldn't it have been that the lung... One second. Let's be careful. Let's go slowly here. Okay?
The other side says...
Don't worry about the other side. I just want to do the rush. You're getting ahead of yourself. Let's go in order, okay? If the cow gets hit in the wall, okay? And we know... Let's say the lung was injured as a result, okay? All right, are there any tzmachim? Let's say there's no tzmachim. So what do we say? We say the problem is with the wall, and therefore it's kosher. But if I see tzmachim on the lung, and I see an injury to the wall of the cow, I can't say anymore that it was the kick is what caused this problem. Rather, what do I have to say? Good question. But I have to say, there's an internal, whatever the internal injury is, it's such a bad injury. Oh, excuse me, it's an internal injury. And he says, why? And why did the attachment occur? Why do I tip the scale towards the lung being the cause of the attachment and not the makom hadovah being the cause of the attachment? Because that's what lungs do. Because he says lungs normally, they get holes in them and they exude this like mashke, nikrash besocha, and that's what caused the attachment. Yes. Okay. And not only pustules, you know what else holes lead to? Attachments. Okay. There's no bruising of a lung.
And then
the motor ends. No. Okay. Well, okay, I'll show you that. Injury. But no. Okay. So it's like this. So, if I see a bruising on the wall, okay, and I see no tzmachim on the lung, what can I say? Why? I'm going to repeat this a million times until I drill into all your heads, okay? So even if the lung was involved injury-wise, right? Let's say I saw whatever. Let's say a big eye on the lung that says eye for injury. I see that there, right? I still say it's from the lung. The lung caused it. But if I see tzmachim, what changes? No, let's say okay. One second. Let's say I only saw tzmachim on the lung. I didn't see bruising yet. I just saw tzmachim. No. What are you going to say? It's a, no. Betrayed. Why? It's obviously.
Why would you think that it came from
right? Okay, but let's say I have both in front of me.
Yeah, why would you not say that?
Why did Smachim win? Now I got a problem. Why did Smachim win? Right, so he's going to say, if I have to assume what caused the attachment, even though I have two pieces of evidence in front of me, I have wall injury and I have Smachim. Two pieces of evidence of an injury. Because why do you have Smachim? You have Smachim because of a nekev. Okay?
Simultaneous
pieces of information. I have an injury. I know the animal's kicked. And I know that there's smachim on this lung. But you know what I say? I say, guess what? I'm saying, why?
So,
he's saying smachim wins. Why did smachim win? Because lungs, more often than not, if there's going to be a problem with the lung, it's not going to be because of the wall injury. Even though there's evidence of the wall injury there, it's because... back to probability. That seems very bad. Frighteningly bad. Problematic on so many levels.
We know that there's a hole because of the outside injury.
One second. I keep saying good. If I didn't know this, what I would say is, and you'll see this with one of Ron's issues, if I didn't know this, I'd say, one second. If I have a wall injury and I have smachim on the lung, what am I going to say? It's because of the wall injury. That's what caused everything. Everything goes, there's a causal relationship here. No, come on. The arrow of entropy, my friend, it goes in this direction, okay? This animal got kicked.
You could also say that there's a natural...
And it coincidentally happened at the same time that there's a wall injury? Yes. Although we're going to take up that issue later on. But yes, for now.
So how else could you understand it? I mean, you're saying that the lung somehow caused the injury to the side?
No, what I would say is that all along, this animal was kicked here. Just because it happened to cause smachim on the lung, okay, so that's a byproduct of the nature of the injury. But that's not what the Rosh is saying.
Right.
He's trying to explain Tosos. He's saying, why Tosos says, this is what he's really trying to do, why Tosos said smachim wins out is because even if I have both variables here in place, both wall injury and smachim wins. Right. Why? Because what he's saying. Because most probably lungs get holes in them, and when they get holes, you know what happens? They form smachim. It's a normal body reaction to getting holes, an infection. It forms smachim.
But that's also a natural reaction of getting.
From an action, so that's what he's
not from this.
I thought smachim were not. But
in general, they're not. Smachim in general are not a cause of concern. Why are they a cause of concern here?
What do you mean? They are. There's a toast of
alert. General, not cause for concern.
I thought they're always a cause for concern.
Smachim. If smachim, if I have a lung and there's smachim on them, I don't care.
Right.
What I care about is this.
Without an attachment.
The attachment's the problem.
Remember, we say it's completely accidental there because we say.
Okay, good. Now you can finally use the word you've been trying to use for all along, just incorrectly. Reusa. Okay. What's the first reusa? What's the first reusa?
The
attachment. Now, if there's smachim plus attachment, I got something to worry about.
The attachment itself is a sign of internal injury of the lung.
The attachment means there's something wrong with the animal.
I thought attachment only means that it's been hit from outside.
It's what?
Like the double strike thing?
Yeah. No?
No, because
you need three strikes.
Because it's only a sign of the second strike. It's not really a strike itself.
I'm on your side. I promise you. Okay. I'm just saying we gotta understand what the Rosh is saying.
But I don't know why you would consider that a problem in itself, because if there's a sirfa, but then you look inside and there's clearly no hole, there's nothing wrong with the lung. It's just external.
That's a din in the lung.
But you wouldn't consider the sirfa a problem.
Well,
you wouldn't consider that. Yeah, you wouldn't consider the sirfa ever either.
By a normal lung case.
Right.
Maybe. But what's different here? The problem is like this. The problem is you got two steps here. You got two issues going on. Issue one is this thing's attached to the wall.
It might be an issue.
No. They don't know what it's bad. Now, it doesn't mean it's trafe, but we got to work to get this out of. I'll even say better. It's neutral. How about that? It's not kosher, but it's not trafe either. This is a neutral thing.
It's a sign that there might be a problem.
Right. Exactly. But now, if there's tzvachim on it, you're right. But the fact that there's a sign.
The only thing that could be a problem.
But we don't. But halacha can't tolerate neutrality.
Neutrality.
It can't tolerate that. It's got to either be kosher or treif. Right now, we don't know which direction to go in. But if I see tzmachim on the attachment, what he's suggesting is, what am I going to say at that point? If I see tzmachim on the attachment, that's bad.
Right.
Now I can tip the arrow towards treif. Because it's neutral right now. You understand? That's the key thing here.
Treif?
Yeah.
Treif?
Yes. Okay.
How do you say with Israeli accent?
What?
How do you say with Israeli accent?
What do you mean? Treif. Okay. Is that clear? So again, one more time. Let's get this down one more time. Okay? Smachim are the ultimate variable. Right? If he's had smachim, you got a problem. If there's smachim and no injury to the wall, what do I say?
Problem.
Right? Treif. If I say there's smachim and injury to the wall,
problem.
Why? It's a lung injury. Okay. If I have, now comes the other side, okay? If I have, again, corner of Nachman. If I have, well, Rav Nachman agrees that in both these cases, right, it's treif. Now, where Rav Nachman and Avimi arguing then? What are we left with?
When there's both.
Okay, well, no. When there's both. No, even Rav Nachman agree according to Tosos that it's a problem. No, they both would agree it's a problem too.
Just
the two other cases. Maka Bedofen and nothing, or nothing and nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. So what? Okay, so let's be. All right, so now I want to play another card. Okay, so I would probably say that Avimi would agree, right? If there's a maka bedofen, he's going to agree with Nachman that it's kosher.
Right.
So what's the machlokas? What's the one case that they argue on?
When you have no indication,
when you're stuck in neutral land, you're stuck in Switzerland, you don't know what to do, right? That place to be stuck, right? You don't know what to do in Switzerland. What do you do? That's where the machlokas is going to lie. So and that's the only according to Tosfos in the Rosh, by the way. The machlokas lies in this. Okay? A lot of things to understand here. So let's finish the rush. Okay? Keep going. And you should say that if there's no problem, there's nothing in the dofen or the rea, what do we say? Ah! Slow down! So what should you say if you have a sign, if you have no sign of anything? Really, you should have said what? No, really, you should have said it's treif, even no sign, which is who? But Rav Nachman comes along and says, Elder Rav Nachman Sabar, again with
bizarre probabilities.
The reason why Rav Nachman says this is it's such a shame you can't appreciate why this is so crazy. But maybe in the future you will. In a few years, you'll get it. This is crazy. What's he saying? Rav Nachman is saying that if there's no injury here and there's no injury here, what should you say? You still should say it's a problem. Meaning, we like Avimi. Avimi actually makes more sense. If you see an abnormal attachment, don't stay in neutral land. Assume it's treif. But Rav Nachman says no. You know why? Because it turns out, with no evidence whatsoever, I what's my fallback? Most animals are kosher. Which, by the way, we're passing like today. Rov behemos are kosher. Right? If rov behemos weren't kosher, it would be a big problem. Right? Because then, okay, it's only because Rob Amos are kosher, we don't have to go nuts on our bedikas.
Right.
Okay? Anyway, but whatever. So he's relying on a probability thing again with this probability business.
How do you get that probability of Rob Amos being kosher in your
place?
What makes it treif is about the rest.
What?
Because they do.
What's making it treif? Well, the only indication of that it might be treif is
that
it's the fact that it's an abnormality.
Well, what's happening? No, I'm going to show you why. No, let me show you the reason why. Where did you get this from? Tucker, go on. He gets us from this. He says, keep going.
No, that's it.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. It's one more line. I forgot to put this line in there. Listen to this. He says, v'chei matzui shemakina behema al gaba umal alecha. Okay? Hilkach meko lislos a sircha bedofen kol kamad lo chazinem reyusa berea. He ends off with the exact same point, which is like, why do we say robehemus a kasher? Because what happens in the fields, which you guys never spend time in? What happens with, between animals? We
yeah,
should.
I think we should. Yeah.
Spend a week at a kibbutz?
Yeah.
No, only if you live with the cows, because I want to watch the cows 24/7.
No, I meant living in the field.
Yeah. Okay. What do the cows do to each other? They're always kicking each other. But guess what? If they're always kicking each other, right, what can we assume? Right, but yet we don't say that.
That's not why they're tussled, though.
No, because if you're saying every time they injure each other leads to a trafe, all animals will be what?
We perceive it as trafe, but if you know for sure that the only reason it's like that because the cow kicked it, would it be
trafe? No, mean like this. Mean like this. If I have evidence of neither one, if I don't have evidence of Maka Bedofen or the Rea, why do I assume it's a wall-based injury that caused the attachment? Because animals kick each other. And most probably, even though there's no sign of bruising here, that's what caused the attachment. But what's Avimi's answer to that? Why does Avimi not like that?
He says most probably the
and we're done with Gemara. See you later. Time to burn the books.
He says they don't kick each other.
What? That's crazy. This is a crazy machlokas.
I asked you that, and you said that it's actually rare that they kick each other.
Yeah, but they're always kicking each other, though. So what's Avimi going to say? Right. Right.
You know they constantly kick each other, and you know that you see this, which would result from kicking. So you're saying they
kick. Okay. So now, let's wait. I just went out for this. This is one of my outfits because on tomorrow we're gonna do. We're gonna start the Ramban on the rush, but we're not defining anything. It's a fact. We're in fact city. Okay. We'll be here for a little while. One more time. Let's get this clear. Okay. Let's go through all the shitas now. Rav Nach, okay. Smachim are the ultimate variable. That's one thing you need to know. Smachim beats everything out. Okay? And we know of Machlokas from Nach and Avimi. We don't know what they are. This is going to Tosfos and Rush. We don't know what they argue about. So let's plug it in. If it's a case of smachim on the lung only, but nothing on the wall of the animal, no sign of injury on the wall, what's a lacha? You like this now, by the way? A little sadistic, right? Takes a little while, but.
Yeah?
This is Trafus. Oh, you mean the kashrus? Okay, one thing. Let's get the facts down again. If smachim went out, now let's play out each variable. If smachim went out, okay, if there's smachim on the lung.
Does everyone hold the principle?
Yes. But that's not going to play a big role here. So don't get. I'm going to save you the time.
Everyone holds that smachim is bad.
Smachim, right. Everyone holds if I see smachim on the attachment, yeah. Game, set, match. Including Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, one second.
Quick question.
No, come on. Let me just finish this first. No. Okay. So if you have smachim on the lung, both Rav Nachman and Avimi hold, shreif.
No matter what.
Stop. Don't do that. If I have smachim only and no injury in the lung, shreif. If I have smachim on the lung at the attachment and an injury on the wall, what do I say? Corner of Nachman and Avimi, shreif. Why? Because we assume if there's, even though there's an injury in the wall, most likely it came from the lung. Why? I don't know. Next. Then you have maka bedofen, right? Injury in the wall and no tzmachim. What's a machlokas there? No machlokas. Everyone agrees that's kosher. The only case that Vivi and Rav Nachman argue on is if there's no evidence of either one. I don't see any maka bedofen and I don't see tzmachim on the lung. Avimi would hold treif. Rav Nachman says no. Robehemus a kosher.
And
he would never do. He would never do bedika. Now, however, of course, okay, what would that case be? He wouldn't do bedika because he'd say, there's no smachim on the lung. What's right? But if it makes it easier for me, it makes it easier to think he did do a bedika. Because I'm learning a case post facto. It's just much, you can learn any way you want to. To me, it's much easier to learn a post facto, meaning imagine I separated the lung from the wall, and this is what I'm looking at. And now plug in the shitas. You understand? You're right. Rav Nachman would never need to do a bedika if there's no smachim on the lung. But to me, it's easier to keep everything balanced and saying in both situations, they're doing a bedika. Okay, in other words, I opened it up. Rav Nachman wouldn't come along and say, what are you, an idiot for opening up? No, Rav Nachman would say, oh, it's interesting, you decided to do a bedika. Right? Oh, but turns out there's no maka bedofen and no tzmachim. Kosher. Okay? What questions would you ask? Oh, I see you, Josh. What questions would you ask about this? I mean, I've already given some of them away. What are some of the questions you need to define here?
Injury,
where to begin?
No, if there's always injuries, because everyone's kicking each other, then why is it not?
Okay, that's a good question. Okay. What's that machlokas? What's going on there? Right? What does it mean smachim went out all the time? I mean, there's so many. I don't even know where to begin. This is like, you're at that...